This is the second part of a special Czechs Today dedicated to the writer, journalist and filmmaker Zdeněk Mahler. Over the years, Mahler, who's 80, has worked at the Communist Ministry of Culture, Prague's Laterna Magica Theatre, and with his lifelong friend Miloš Forman on the film Amadeus. But what about more recently? Well, Mahler spent the last decade researching the life and work of Czechoslovakia's founder Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk. He has made several TV documentaries about the first Czech president and has even been elected head of the Masaryk Democratic Movement.
He was an incredibly educated person, a university professor. He was a democrat through and through who managed to join so-called Western culture, Western philosophy and democracy, and Russia, because he was in contact with Tolstoy and Gorky and with Plekhanov, and he created a sort of synthesis between East and West. But most importantly, after the war, a rather paradoxical thing happened, which was people didn't want to go back to the First Republic, but they wanted to go back to Masaryk, who wasn't even alive anymore, but he had left a legacy, he left a program.
When Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk won the Greatest Czech Award, as voted for by TV viewers, it was Zdeněk Mahler who picked up the award on the former president's behalf. In 2008, Mahler released a new book with a delay of over 40 years. New York is a beautifully illustrated series of musings on the East Coast city and its history. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
In the beginning, there are green forests, rivers full of fish, and Indians howling on the rocks. The sun is kind, and time is not measured. That's until 1524. Then an Italian called Verrazano downs anchor in the bay. His brother makes a primitive sketch of the shore, the strait, and the shallows, and then off they sail, and things return to normal. That's until 1609, when an Englishman, Henry Hudson, discovers the place. He's working for the Dutch and looking for a passage to India. And then, in 1613, a rabble of castaways set up home here unwillingly. There has been a fire on their schooner.
The book was all ready to go to press in 1967, but then something happened which led to it spending the next 40 years gathering dust in Zdeněk Mahler's study. Here's the author on the tale of New York.
I was there for the first time in 1963 and 64, and that was because we were preparing this book about New York. I was there with the artist Vladimir Fuka. Fuka was very ill, he had diabetes, and he knew that he didn't have much time. And back then, books took such an extraordinary long time to publish. Nearly 3 years passed between the writing and the publishing of our book. And just before our book came out, it was already printed, and in fact it had been distributed through Young Persons Book Club. There had been thousands of copies made, and it was all ready for Christmas. But then Vladimir Fuka went into exile. He went to the United States, and so the book was withdrawn and pulped.
At the time, Mahler and the book's illustrator Vladimir Fuka crisscrossed the city, communicating with each other using the height of technology, a pair of walkie-talkies.
When you go to New York for the first time, even if you know something about it, then all at once you're overwhelmed by all this inspiration. And sometimes it can be the little things that get you the most. We walked the streets and marveled at the water hydrants and the water tanks on the roofs. And we were blown away by the idea that underneath us there must be a fantastic network of cables and infrastructure. And because Vladimir Fuka loved to draw mazes and labyrinths, he was thrilled by the idea of a second city underneath us. From this isolation which we were living in here, we stepped out all of a sudden into a world which inspired us in every way imaginable. We wondered about it in awe.
In 1915, Bell, the inventor, creates a direct telephone link between New York and San Francisco. In 1919, the first transatlantic flights are planned. In 1920, the first billionaires emerge amongst the millionaires. In 1922, the first newsflash is sent to Paris. In 1924, New York Public Radio announces itself. In 1925, the whole city gazes nervously at a total eclipse. Local prophets predict the end of the world. 1929 brings the famous stock market crash. In 1930, New York swells to 6,900,000 inhabitants. In 1940, it has 7,500,000 inhabitants. In 1950, 12,300,000 inhabitants. 1960, 15,100,000. In 1970, it surely has to burst.
Became a bestseller when it was released last Christmas, all because Mahler's grandson found the proofs and urged Zdeněk to give its publication a second shot.
Jediná změna, kterou jsem v tom provedl, byla ta, že tam byla...
The only change I made was that in the original there was a table of the 10 highest skyscrapers, and when I wrote the book I kept the number one spot empty because the Twin Towers were under construction. And this time I also kept the number one spot empty, but I wrote alongside that it was out of respect. So that was the one change I made to the book.
Jediná změna.
After working with Miloš Forman on the making of Amadeus, Mahler was asked to make several documentaries about the composer Mozart. Since this time, he's also made a number of films about Dvořák, Smetana, and most recently, his own relative, Gustav Mahler.
I have been always interested in Gustav Mahler, and this interest was heightened when Mahler's biographer, Henri-Louis de Lagrange, sent me a family tree. And when you look at this genealogy, you see that Mahlers have been in this country since the time of the 30 Years' War. And all of this time they have lived predominantly in two Czech villages, Chmelná and Lipnice. Last year the head of Czech television's music section gave me a call and said, here's 7 times 15 minutes to do what you want with. And I had a thing and suggested that I use all of this time to explore the one theme, Gustav Mahler.
Jediný téma. Gustav Mahler.
At age 80, Zdeněk Mahler continues to work at a breakneck pace. He's most recently been working on a retrospective of Czech composers for the Czech Republic's EU presidency.